As you just heard, Will Shortz was a busy man this weekend. He was the host of the National Sudoku Championship in Philadelphia. Until a few years ago, you probably never heard of Sudoku. Now it seems just about everyone's hooked on the number puzzle, and it's gone big time. There's an annual world championship, and as of this weekend, there's an annual national championship. The Philadelphia Inquirer sponsored yesterday's Sudoku competition, and it was a hit. Organizers say it was the largest live puzzle tournament ever held. Joel Rose of member station WHYY has the numbers.
More than 800 players competed in the day-long championship. They ranged in age from 6 to 87. About the only thing they had in common was a love of Sudoku.
When I first tried it, it blew my mind just trying to solve it. Once that happened, I was hooked.
It's a mind game, and it's me against the puzzle, and I'm going to win. I do them until I'm finished. That doesn't matter how long it takes.
Once you start the puzzle, you want to finish it, and then once you finish it, you want to see if you can do harder ones.
I've spent a year and a half working on my technique, so yes, it is an addiction to get better. It's a lot like golf, because you have to beat yourself.
The object of the game is to fill in an 81-square grid with numbers, not just any numbers, of course. The grid is broken down into 9 smaller boxes of 9 squares each. Some of the squares are filled at the start, and some of them aren't. The player has to find a way to plug each row, column, and box with the numbers 1 through 9 as quickly as possible. Sudoku has been around for years, but it didn't take off until 2004. That's when a London newspaper started publishing Sudoku puzzles. Now it's a daily habit for millions of Americans, including Brian Quinn of Gilbertsville, Pennsylvania.
I'm constantly doing these. I do a couple every day. And I said, you know what? I can compete against myself, but now I'm going to go see how do I stack up against other people that do it on a routine basis.
And what do you find out?
It's been a very humbling experience. I am not as fast as I thought I was.
All right, we're up to the advanced playoff for $10,000 and a trip to the World Sudoku Championship.
By the afternoon, most of the participants were reduced to spectators. The best players took the stage for the final round of the championship. Puzzle master Will Shortz called it the hardest puzzle of the day.
It'll be Thomas in the middle, Tammy on the left, Sarah on the right. And if everyone's ready, 20 minutes. Ready, set, solve.
Tammy McLeod of Los Angeles jumped out to an early lead, but it was reigning world champion Thomas Snyder of Palo Alto, California, who wound up on top.
He's done in 7:07.
With that, Snyder took home the $10,000 prize and a ticket to Goa, India, for next year's Sudoku World Championship. He says there's a lot more pressure on you when you're solving puzzles on a whiteboard at a tournament than there is when you're sketching it out in the privacy of your own home.
The context you're used to solving the puzzle is on a piece of paper in front of you. No one's watching, you know, every move you make. It's like, oh my God, if I make a mistake, like, oh, I wrote the wrong 7, you know, and so you just have these thoughts racing in your mind.
Thomas Snyder didn't make a mistake. He finished more than 3 minutes ahead of the runner-up. Will Shortz was impressed by Snyder's performance and by the turnout for the event.
The craze was in 2005 and 06. Most crazes just die after the craze is over. I think Sudoku is an exception. It's here forever. It's like the crossword puzzle. It's become a permanent part of our culture.
The Philadelphia Inquirer has announced it will host the second National Sudoku Championship next year. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.